billion questions. I would be coming from work and I would be like, well, what's this? And she would tell me, like, give me like little bits of advice and like kind of tell me like what I should do. And I feel like she kind of like helped me like raise her in the beginning.
That's and so
she
nice.
Like knew what she needed. Like she would kind of tell me, but like I needed that like help. I don't have my mom here and my husband's parents are in Ohio and we don't have no one's here. Like we're on an island. And so, but yeah, we've been really happy with the daycare. And I always was like, oh, okay, well, when we have another one, then we'll do the nanny. But now she just like loves it. And so I don't know what we're going to do about the daycare situation once we have another one. But yeah, if you work full time, you have to have full time daycare. I don't even know how people do it. Like if they don't.
Wow. Me neither. Well, my last question is, are you reading any good books right now?
That's hilarious. No. No. If I'm reading anything, it's a script, first of all, because if I have 2 seconds, I feel guilt if I'm doing something like pleasurable. I'm like, oh, I should be reading a script because that's what I'm supposed to be doing in my off time for my work. So yeah, no. I watch TV, I drink wine, like I should be reading a book, but yeah, no, I'm not.
No, I mean, honestly, like I listen to books like when I'm in the car and that is, do you listen to podcasts in your commute? Okay. So are you any faith?
I listened to the whole Adnan Syed.
Oh yeah.
And I was like obsessed, the serial. Well, I was like way late to the party.
Okay.
Cause we just started, doing this commute for work and I asked around and everyone's like, you have to do that. Yeah. And I was super into that. I watched the documentary on HBO. It's all insane. Yeah. So I like that. I listen to the cold cases sometimes because it's kind of like a one-off and you don't get as
I've done
stuck in. Oh, I listened to Dr. Death.
Oh,
that was interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I've listened to quite a few of the podcasts. It's actually like my new favorite thing. That's why when Haley asked about this, I was like, oh, yeah, I love podcasts. And I'm going to listen to you now because I want to hear what all the other moms say and how bad I look compared to them all.
No, you are fantastic. This has been so much fun. I appreciate it. And I do hope that you listen to these podcasts.
I totally will.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us all about your experience, because it is definitely a unique one, and I think a lot of people will learn from it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, that's all for today. If you found this episode helpful, please, please, please share it with your mama friends and write a review. Also, be sure to subscribe to the Juno Women podcast on Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening now. If you're pregnant or postpartum, you can download the Juno app for tailored follow-along workouts and nutrition advice just for this period of your life. The app is available in the iOS App Store. If you're looking to connect with other Juno moms, check out the Juno Moms Facebook group. Lastly, if you know someone who you think would be a fantastic guest on the show, please let us know on Twitter at @Juna_app or email me directly at sarah@juna.co. See you next week.